Hip-hop framed. Hip-hop images captured and steered for the world's view. Their mugshots are a centerpiece portrait with most rappers thinking the snitch framed them. Reading exclusive interviews, some writers have created a moral panic on their clients profiled in magazines asking, are rappers the target? Is the justice system fair? Behind bars, they tell their pathetic stories of bad habits, sex, drugs, violence glorified on record, magazines post, 19 faces in the trenches awaiting trial to be punished not by their peers, but 12 evaluators, a jury, and the rap artists get sentenced according to their crimes. Holding firearms, robberies, murders, rapes, perjury, 5 years, 8 years, and lives are accumulated. Now these enslaved patrons of hip-hop leave slogans to market their release. Get free or die trying. There's some confusion here. The jail shouldn't be a boost for labels to sell more records. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on radio in heavy rotation. Rappers get crazy spins in urban markets, promoting beefs and misogyny. Their vocals reign supreme as many words come across teenage equilibrium and song format that DJs scratch derogatory terms back and forth. That even a five-year-old can retain songs like I'm Locked Up. Kids understand it more, especially when their brother's in detention and father's serving 8 years for domestic violence and distribution of powder white. Operation Lockdown is in effect where female rappers, too, are almost identical with their cell space. The monkey bars are holding their words. They're punished for selling sex, lives in court. Then they'll get a little conscious and see their adversaries for who they really are. Corporate industry designed to profit and incarcerate all black and brown. Don't quote me, see Sister Barnes' piece Off the Cuff and read the depressing media hype of some of hip-hop's most celebrated, going to places where Larry Pinkney and Huey P. Newton have been, for real causes, the people's struggle and not for nonsense of seven shots in crowded parties or aggravated assault. Rappers now sit miles away, isolated from fans, platinum records, and iced out jury that could have saved residents of New Orleans suffering without revenue or a place to stay. These are the members of hip-hop images captured and steered for the world view. Their mugshots are a centerpiece portrait with most rappers thinking, the snitch framed them. Black Man Preach, spoken word columnist for theblackcommentator.com.